So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with four brises regarding Ibur HaShanah, the establishment of a leap year that are alluded to in Zman Nasi Tzarech Gedi Simen. Zman, Tan Rabbanin, Ema Abrenes HaShanah Ela B'Muzumanin Ma. And Rashi adds, Shez Minan HaNasi Mibarev. A leap year is established only by seven judges who were designated by the Nasi the previous evening. The Gemara goes on to relate the well-known incident with Shmuel HaKatan and then elaborates on his greatness. Nasi, Tan Rabbanin, Ema Abrenes HaShanah Ela B'Kin Yirtze Nasi. A leap year is established only with the approval of the Nasi. Tzarech, Tan Rabbanin, Ema Abrenes HaShanah Ela B'Kin Hoysed Tzricha. A leap year is established only if it was necessary for one of the following reasons. Mebnei Hadrachim uMebnei Hagesharim. They needed time to repair the roads and bridges to enable the Yidden to be Oyel L'Regel for Pesach because the roads and bridges would get ruined during the winter rains. uMebnei Tanuri Pesachim. They needed to wait for the sun to dry out the outdoor ovens that are used to roast the carbon Pesach because the ovens were ruined during the winter rains. uMebnei Galias Yisrael Shenekru Memekayman V'Adayin Lo Higiyu. They needed to wait for the arrival of the diaspora Jews who were already on their way to Yerushalayim for Pesach. However, a leap year is not established because of snow or cold weather because, as Rashi explains, this would not prevent the Yidden from coming up to Yerushalayim. And a leap year is not established for diaspora Jews who did not yet leave their hometowns to Yerushalayim. The Gemara continues with another brace regarding Ibur HaShanah Gedi. Tan Rabbanan Ema Abrenes HaShanah Loi B'mnei HaGadoyim V'loi B'mnei HaTzloim V'loi B'mnei HaGazalos Shloi Pirchu. A leap year is not established if the goats and lambs for the Korban Pesach and the birds for the Mechusri Kapara were yet very young, because, as Rashi explains, Shari Yochel HaKrav Ketanim, these Korbanos can be brought even when they are young and skinny. However, Aval Eisen, Eisen Sad L'Shanah, one of these minor issues can be combined with one primary issue, and based on both reasons, Bezdin does establish a leap year, as the Gemara later explains. Tanarban Al Shleisha Dvar Ma'abrinas HaShanah. Bezdin establishes a leap year for the following three primary issues. Al Ha'aviv, if the new grain would not yet be grown by Pesach, they must establish a leap year, because the Pasuk mandates that Pesach must take place during Chodesh Ha'aviv, the month of the ripening of the grain. If the new fruit crops would not be grown by Shavuos, they must establish a leap year to enable the Yidden to bring the Bikurim fruit on Shavuos. And although Bikurim can also be brought after Shavuos, Rashi explains, however, if they cannot bring Bikurim on Shavuos, they will be burdened to make another trip to Yerushalayim. If Tekufas Tamas, the summer season, would otherwise end after Sukkot, or Tekufas Tevis, the winter season, would otherwise end after Tezayin Nisan, the day of the Korban HaOmer, they must establish a leap year so that Sukkot is in the fall, as the Pasuk says Chag HaAsif, the festival of the harvest, and Pesach is in the spring, as the Pasuk says Chodesh HaAviv, the month of the ripening of the grain. The Gemara elaborates on these sources in Daf Yud Gimel. The Braisa continues, Al Shnayim Hem Ma'abrin, Val Echem Hem Ein Ma'abrin. Only if two of these primary issues were relevant, a leap year is established. But if only one primary issue was relevant, a leap year is not established. And as the Gemara explained earlier, Bezdin does combine one primary with one minor issue, such as Gedoyim Mutloyim, to establish a leap year. B'zman she'aviv echad mehen, hakol smeichen. All were pleased if aviv was one of the relevant issues, even though the Ibur causes the Isra Chadash to be extended for an additional month, because as Rashi explains, lefi she'ena tvur ru'u yevein Isra Chadash nerech aleim. Since the grain was not yet ripe and anyway not fit to be eaten, this was not bothersome. However, kisha aviv ro li katzer v'ashanim misaberes al aperis v'atzkufois atzeven. All were upset if the grain was all ripe and ready to be eaten, and Bezdin established a leap year for the other two reasons, because this causes the Isra Chadash to be extended for an additional month. Rishim Gamliel adds al atzkufa, and the Gemara offers two possible explanations of what Rishim Gamliel meant to say. Either al atzkufa semechen, all were pleased if the delay of the tekufa was also one of the relevant issues, but all were upset if there was no delay in the tekufa and the leap year was because of the other issues, because the Ibur would cause sukkahs to be delayed into the winter season. Or Reb Shmuel Gamliel meant to say, ala tekufa ma'abrin, for tekufa alone, Bezdin establishes a leap year even if there were no other relevant issues, because the source for tekufa is in the Torah, as mentioned earlier. The Gemara cites a braisa, Tan Rabban, Ashleisha Arotzis Ma'abrinas HaShanah. A leap year is established for Aviv and Peres Ilan only if they were relevant in the three regions of Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda, Ve'eva HaYarden, Ve'HaGalil. As the braisa explains, Ashtayim Hen Ma'abrin, Ve'Alachas Men Ein Ma'abrin. Only if they were relevant in two of the three regions, they establish a leap year. But if they were relevant in only one region, they do not establish a leap year. Ubizman she Yehuda achas mehena kol smeichen shein aimer ba elam Yehuda. If one of the regions was Yehuda, all were pleased, because as Rashi explains, aimavin aimer elam nakar v'li Yerushalayim dehani Yehuda. Likat chila, the carbon aimer must be brought from barley that grew close to Yerushalayim in Yehuda, because the word karmel implies rach umali beinan. The aimer must be fresh and soft. Therefore, if there was no aviv in Yehuda, then through the Ebra, the barley in Yehuda would become ripe and fit by the time of the aimer, and they would be able to bring a carbon aimer, which would be mitzvah min hamuvchar. However, if there was already aviv in Yehuda, then through the Ebra on Tezai Nisan, the barley in Yehuda would become dried out, and shrunken, and not fit for the aimer. And alternatively, the aimer would be brought from barley in the faraway regions, which is only a b'diavad. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa. Tan Rabban Ema Abrinas Ashanim Ela B'Yehuda. A leap year is established only by a bezin in the Yehuda region, but not in Ev HaYarden or the Galil. However, if the leap year was established by a bezin in the Galil region, the Eber is effective. Hanani Ish Aine disagrees and testified that in Mebru B'Galil Eine Mubaris. If the leap year was established by a bezin in the Galil region, the Eber is not effective, because the Pasuk states, L'shichnei Sidrushu Uvasa Shama. The Gemara proceeds with another braisa, which makes a distinction between Ibr Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh. Tan Rabban Ema Abrinas Hashanah Ela Bayoim V'Mebru Balayla Einu Mu'Beres. Bezin establishes a leap year only during the day, but not at night. However, if it was done at night, the Ibr is effective. However, V'Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh Ela Bayoim V'Mekichu Balayla Einu Mu'Kudush. Bezin performs Kiddush HaChodesh only during the day, but not at night. And if it was done at night, the Kiddush is not effective, because the Pasuk states, Tiku b'chodesh shefet b'keset leim chagenu. Ezehu chag sh'chodesh miskasa bo, ha'vayim ezeh Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk refers to Rosh Hashanah, in which the new moon is concealed. And the Pasuk continues with, Ki chayk li'Yisrael hu mishpat l'lekei akif. The Kiddush HaChodesh procedure, which is performed on Rosh Hashanah, is compared to mishpat, a din Torah. And that ma mishpat b'yoyim, af Kiddush HaChodesh b'yoyim. Just like a din Torah must be conducted only during the day, so the Kiddush HaChodesh must be performed only during the day, but not at night.